only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest, the Business News Hour is brought to you by RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska, realestateconcepts.net, and Shaw Desmond CPAs. Looking beyond the numbers to help you and your business grow, shawdesmond.com.
That is the Business News Hour for a Wednesday afternoon. With us in studio is Dr. Anthony Poston. Tony is with DMAC West, and he has been the creator, the guy behind something called CI Week, and this is the 8th annual. Welcome back, Tony. Good to see you.
Thank you, Michael.
This has been rocking and rolling, huh?
It has been.
All right.
It's amazing how fast this comes around every year.
I know. I mean, you were just here.
Just here. Amazing.
I know. And we're another year older.
I know, and I'll be working on 2018 here in about 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
got to do it. Yep. For those folks who are not familiar with what the heck CI Week is, why don't you give them the overview?
Well, Celebrate Innovation Week came out of it was a brainchild that occurred to us back about 8 years ago. We decided to do something to inspire young people. So we brought in one keynote speaker. That was Alan Bean. He was the fourth man to walk on the moon. And that was all the only keynote speaker we had. We had one speaker and a whole lot of breakout sessions taught by DMAC faculty. And that's kind of where it started. Now we have 15 presentations and 9 keynotes, and it's over a week-long span. It kicks off this Saturday.
Yeah, so, and it's free.
And it's free. I raise a lot of money every year. I have very generous sponsors who come to the table. And because they are the ones that pay for this, we are able to make it free to the public.
Yeah, this is really a remarkable event, and it all takes place out at a very futuristic site in West Des Moines at the DMAC campus. And this whole Celebrate Innovation is not necessarily always for young people, because I've seen some gray hairs there.
Oh, yeah. We have, in fact, ironically enough, our presenting sponsor is Arion, but we have a new sponsor this year, which is another large sponsor for us, is AARP. And which people look at, people kind of look at it and say, well, that's unusual. No, it really isn't, because, if you saw, there was a 60 Minutes piece a while back that talked about a growing disparity between millennials and seniors in this country. And it's too bad, too, because, the seniors have all the wealth and experience, and the millennials don't have either. And further and further and further, this chasm grows, and they really need to be working together. The millennials in this country need to tap into the seniors for mentorship and for resources and help. And we've also reached a point in this country, too, but people are living so much longer that, you get to retire at 65 and still have 30 years left. What are you going to do? So they want to start a different career, a whole new life. They want to be inspired.
Yeah, I was just talking to somebody just today, as a matter of fact, who said, so what do you do? And he said, well, I've been retired for 3 years. I said, no, what do you do? He goes, how'd you know? I said, come on, man.
Absolutely.
I get it. Yeah. We're all staying in the market for one reason or another. So CI Week 8 is coming to the Des Moines campus of DMAC. DMAC West, as a matter of fact, starts on Saturday. So who you got lined up for this year?
Well, first of all, let me chime in with one point. The main event is at the West Campus in West Des Moines on Grand Avenue. But it's also being simulcast live in HD to all the DMAC campuses in our entire district. So if you're in Boone, if you're in Carroll, if you're in Newton, wherever you might be, you can go to that campus and watch all the speakers live as they occur on the schedule. This year we have a great lineup. We had a few years ago in CI Week 5, I believe it was, we had Gene Cernan here. Right. He was the last man to walk on the moon, flew also in Apollo 10 there as well. Gene passed away a few weeks ago, and he and I had developed a friendship over the years. It was very sad to see him go. But he had touched a lot of lives when he was here. So that got me thinking. And so we not only got one, we have two Apollo astronauts coming this year. I was very fortunate to pull this off. And so we have L. Warden from Apollo 15, command module pilot. L holds a couple of records, Guinness Book records, one of which is he was the first man to do a deep space EVA or spacewalk.
Right.
Prior to that, they were all done in Earth orbit. And he did one pretty much about 180,000 miles or so away from the Earth. So he got to see, when he was outside the spacecraft, he got to see the entire Earth on one side and the entire moon on the other side in space floating around, traveling at about 7,000 miles an hour. Pretty incredible. So he's the first to do that, and only two others have done it since, Ken Magley being the other one who's coming as well from Apollo 16, and he was played by Gary Sinise in the movie Apollo 13.
Mm-hmm.
The other record Al holds is he was the most isolated human being ever at one point. He was 2,100 miles away from the next closest human being. So Guinness has him down for that as well.
Wow.
Yeah. So Very interesting people, but they're aging. They're getting older, which, you know.
We talk about the Apollo missions. That's, that's getting long in the tooth.
It is. You know, people don't understand, and this is why I'm a little passionate about the Apollo aspect, is as far as government programs go.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
This is the one government program that had a 15-to-1 return on investment. If you can find me another government program anywhere in the history of this country that had a 15-to-1 return on investment, or any program I can invest my money in for a 15-to-1 return on investment, I'm all in.
Yeah.
The space program in general had an 8-to-1 since the 50s till today, but 15-to-1 because we have over 6,000 products today we all take for granted, including Intel that came out of Apollo. You know, imagine our lives without smartphones and PCs and so on and so forth, because of all that research.
Yeah,
and so it's very important.
Exactly. And it's one of the real tragedies, I think, over the past several years that we've cut and cut and cut the NASA expenditures because there's still so much to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of sad that we have to rely on the Russians to get to our own space station in 1960s Soyuz spacecraft, which is ironic in a way. But
given everything else that's going on about Russia these days. Yeah, well, Dostrovia. So this CI week happening all over by satellite. By feed, at any rate. And then, of course, all of the big names that are coming to DMACC West for the kickoff. And so this has got something not only during the daytime, but also in the evening.
Right. Yeah. And it's not just space. Right. I mean, we have the World 2015 Beatbox Champion. She's from New York City. She actually is a multi-instrumentalist. She sings. She will be performing at Jordan Creek Town Center this coming Saturday night at 6 p.m. for a live concert. We had a contest at DMACC for Poetry Slam and so on and so forth. She'll be also be performing with those four people at Jordan Creek at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Kevin Jorgensen, who was the first to make that free climb up the Dawn Wall at Yosemite. Took him 16 days to get up that thing. It's insane to me. We have Greg Russell, who was just nominated for his 17th Academy Award for Sound Engineering in Hollywood. He's worked on hundreds of blockbuster movies. Max Brooks, son of Mel Brooks, who wrote the book World War Z, bestseller. Brad Pitt was in that movie. Yeah, he's coming to speak as well.
So
we have a great lineup.
All these folks.
I have just learned over the years how to work through the channels. It's a lot of layers to go. It's like an onion. You just got to keep peeling it off.
And before you get to the person that makes the decision. It takes a long time.
Yeah. And luckily, if I'm lucky enough, I can actually work with a person directly. Those are my best presenters, my best people.
Sure.
Like Al Warden, I work with him directly. He's a friend of mine. He will be here all week long doing stuff, speaking all over the place that week.
Yeah, you see, and one of the things is because your passion with this is so off the charts. Mm-hmm. You know, it does resonate when you get an opportunity to speak.
Absolutely. And if I had to go through layers of agents and people, it's harder.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Well, you can't translate it.
Right. But we have the event, let's say, it kicks off Saturday, but on Monday night we have a presentation. Actually, that's my presentation. I'll be talking about inspiration that night from 6 to 7. On Tuesday night we have a presentation from 6 to 7. The big days are Wednesday, Thursday, and we have presentations at 10, 11:30, 1:30, and then 6 p.m. that night again. Yeah, Dan Gable will be speaking at 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday.
Brother Dan. I should go see him. I've got a friend that's in the restaurant business with him, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I should talk to him.
Dan's a spirited man.
He is a guy.
Yeah, he's a spirited man.
He certainly is.
Rather intense.
We ran into each other at the Iowa State Fair this past summer and had a nice conversation. But good guy. So this is all happening, CI Week. It is free. Did we forget to say that?
Yeah, it is free.
And so you just need to go and get inspired and continue creative
Right. Jesus. And I would say the best place to go, because we have a brand new website for this. We even have clips from past speakers like Steve Wozniak when he was here and Damon John and so on and so forth. Just go to CIWeekExperience.com.
And we will have all of those links up on the website. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate it, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
You rolled through that really quick.
I've said it a few times.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Yeah, and I'll be happy to come back and say it again next year.
Dr. Tony Poston, ladies and gentlemen, it is CI Week 8. It all gets underway on Saturday, but goes all week long, and it is free. If you missed any or all of this conversation with Tony, all you have to do is hit our radio blog. It'll be up a little bit later on, and the link directly to CI Week 8 will be there. All right, we've got to back out of here for a minute or two and check out what happened today on Wall Street. What were the numbers like? We will tell you when we come back on the Business News Hour.